we got to give you your flowers, my brother. A Meezy brand new music right here, 104.7 exclusive drop. Yep, right here, right here. That's what we do. It that song goes hard.
Thank you.
I love it. I love it. I was saying to you off air, your mastery of the English language, your diction, that's what makes you so unique. And you said something to me that I'm going to put on the air. And you said you had to learn to fall in love with your voice.
Yeah.
Say that again. You had to learn.
I had to learn to fall in love with my voice. I used to hate my voice when I first started rapping. I really didn't like it at all. I felt like it was all high pitchy and not raspy at all. At the time, everybody had these raspy voices. I was just like, man, I don't like this. But after a while, I realized that my voice was an instrument, and it's actually very unique. I have my own voice, so
you do. You really do. You really, really do. That's one of the things I love, hearing voices, and I love listening to music for the voices, and I love wordplay. So I love when people understand the language, understand diction, and can twist and bend a word to fit in a lyric, because that takes talent.
Absolutely.
You know, I might sound like a hot mess, but trust me, I have many, many, many degrees.
I honestly think that people sleep on that. Being able to put words together in a way that everything rhymes, like not just like Dr. Seuss rhymes, but if you listen to the whole bar, like the intricate part of it, I think people don't really, really look into that unless they rap or they really love rap. And
right.
I think I'm very, very good at that type of stuff.
It is. I do not disagree. So we use Can't Breathe as an example, right?
Right.
We use that as the example of what we're talking about here. Everybody's verse on that particular song served a purpose. It was all part of the journey. Everyone had a piece, and everyone's piece was very unique unto them. None of you all overlapped each other in any way, but you complimented each other. And each person's verse was like, it was a whole journey. Like, that was why that song was so pleasing, in addition to content, in addition to message.
Absolutely.
In addition to production. Shout out to Mike Coates. I really am going to be honest. I would love to see y'all come back together again if there ever became a chance for us to do that again.
That'd
to
be dope.
Hear that again. But I also am kind of like, nah, let it lay.
Nah,
like,
but you know what? The one thing that I know that we have to do is perform it live, like really live, though, like with a band and the whole nine.
Orchestra.
We have to bring it to life, because that's the one thing that I'm upset that it hasn't happened. And I get why, because of COVID and everything, but like, we need to like have the whole thing perform live. Like, I would love that to happen.
Look, I'm going to do this right now. I'm going to call out my patrol. I'm sending out the bat signal right now. Chris Christmas, I need you on Can't Breathe. We need to do this. We need to do that. You're working on a very hush-hush project.
Come on,
this
Chris.
Song, Chris Christmas, I need it. If Diff is listening, he knows what's up.
Come
that
on, Chris.
That would be an incredible opportunity in the space in which they're working. And so we definitely want to do another song from you.
Yeah.
And I want you to introduce this one. I'm excited for it. Oh, wait, hold on. Wait, Unique is down trying to give me flowers right now, but he wants to announce the song.
I just want to say I love you, Nick. I'm in America.
Look, he don't even know what name to call me anymore. That's what it is. He did. What's in your cup today? What is in your cup today? A whole lot of tequila. It is Friday. I want you to announce this one.
Yeah. The next song we have coming up, man, is called Late and Rough. This one is my favorite song on the whole project. It's very near and dear to me, personally. I wrote the song when my grandfather passed away last year in November. And at the time, I was going to make the song just basically like a tribute to him. And during the process of creating it, I didn't want it to just be strictly about him. I wanted to like kind of make it for everybody. So it ended up becoming like I said, my favorite song on the whole album. It's a song for the smokers, but it's also a song for like anybody that's lost somebody and wants to celebrate life. It's all about celebrating the life of the lost loved one that you had, man. And you know, I believe that the reason why the song is so powerful is because my grandfather, from wherever he's at, put his hands on it and it just grew legs.
I look at that and I say, that's how our loved ones do better from the other side. They bless us with these gifts. This radio station happened because my mom had to transition in life, right?
Yeah.
And so she transitioned, and I'm telling you that everything that has happened to me since her passing has been absolutely glorious. It's been this radio station. It's been
absolutely working
with you as an artist and getting, because you've always been in the hemisphere around. When I was managing Midas, those are the things that we were doing.
Yeah.
But we want to get into this song before we get to the end of the hour so I could say goodbye and not walk on Unique show. He in here showing me his watch right now. That's what he up here doing. Like,
I just got a new watch today.
He said it's time for me to go
out.
On.
Yeah, watch,
it's time for
saying?
Me.
Now, he just trying to tell me you ain't walking on my show today. That's what it is. See,
not
that's
today.
How he treats me. That's what he treats me. Once again, A Meezy featuring Kid Astronaut.
Yeah.
Oh, this one is
called. Shout out my guy, man.
This one is called. With it, man, Laid in Rough. Flowers. I see no flower emojis coming in right now. See those flowers emojis.
You got it. Laid in Rough right here, right?
Yes.
We going with it right now.
Let's go.